Fred Film Radio.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Sabina Prestipino from Wake Up Europe Festival, and I'm in Turin with Nuno Escudeiro, Portuguese director of The Low and the Valley. It's a poetic and very tough documentary about the French-Italian border running through the Roya Valley. The border has been closed by the French authorities, and refugees were forced to take mountain route to cross into France. But a group of valley people faced with the refugees' suffering offered them food, a place to rest, and helped them to transportation. Good morning, Nuno Escudeiro.
Good morning.
Low and Valleys is focused on personal stories of ordinary men and women. How did you decide to document this act of a civil disobedience?
As I explained in the beginning of the film, I was familiar more or less with the situation of people helping refugees. I used to live in northern Finland, very close to the Finnish-Swedish border, and now I live in Bolzano, very close to the border of Italian and Austria. And actually, throughout this time, I met a lot of people that were helping refugees, and they were doing it in a hidden manner, and it was always something that really struck me. Then what happened is that at some point I heard something about Roya, that people were helping refugees close to the borders, but they were not doing it secretly. You know, they were doing it in the open, and they wanted to show and communicate it and talk about it. And this really intrigued me, so I came to see what was going on. And then from that moment on, I just got very close to the people there and decided to tell their story.
Okay, the French-Italian border have a complicated history. For example, in the past, one of the French villages was Italian. People from Roya doesn't feel like they are in Italy or France. So your documentary is also about the identity.
Strangely enough, I always do films close to borders, even when the themes have nothing to do with it. And I myself live next to a border, and a cultural border. And something I realized is that the most relevant place, if you want to know about an identity and to learn more about a national identity, is not actually to go to the capital, but it's to go to the borders, because there is where the identity is truly questioned, where people are posing themselves questions. It's like, why are people different just on the other side of the border rather than on this one? And this is where you can really test the limits of an identity and really understand what it is all about. And this is something I bring with me and something that I've lived and experienced.
In Europe, a refugees issue has been in the headlines for several years. How did you find your distinct point of view for the documentary?
Well, I think it always comes from this strange point that I felt that the question was treated in a fairly awkward way, fairly strange way, because we were always talking about it in a very moralistic way. And I never saw products or I never saw films that really put myself into question, like me as a citizen, me as we as a society. It was like all this was happening, and we were just watching, and it was just a tragedy, and it's morally very bad, and how do we look at the situation, but never really, like, where do we want to go as a society, what are we looking for, who are we in the middle of this historical moment, and how can we relate to it, how can we do something. And the distinct point of view came directly from this, to give an historical reasoning to what we are living through, and to really go there. And then with this in the back of my mind, it worked quite well, because I documented the situation and how this population really fought against the state, and how they really shown that the state is violating human rights, and how the state is violating the rights of refugees and the rights of people who help, and violating many freedoms and many laws. And it simply went there to where I wanted it to take it. It went to the place where you, watching this film, you really question yourself, and you really question like the society you live in and what you can do, how do you position yourself within it?
In your documentary, there's Cédric, a Frenchman who helps refugees, and he say freedom is much harder to share. The documentary is very critical of France and Europe, isn't it?
I think not, in the sense that it never meant to be critical. It's just meant to document a reality. So it's by documenting a reality, if what you see is something that you are appalled by, then it doesn't come from me. It comes from the actual situation. I never wanted it to be critical. I never wanted to be denouncing. I just wanted to really make people feel how I feel people live there feel like, and to really share my experience as a human being and in the middle of this situation, and bring all the frustrations, all the emotions, all the bad things that I lived through. It's not a criticism in that sense. The criticism is just a result of what I lived through there and what people live through there every single day.
It was difficult to persuade the refugees to participate in the documentary and follow their travel.
Well, it's we always deal with a lot of respect with people that we film, and we want to respect their dignity. So we're always very upfront what we're trying to do, what we're trying to achieve, who we are. And so it's was as difficult as any other person. Of course, when you cross them at the border with them, at one sense you are putting them in danger because you're a bigger group and you become more visible. But in another sense, you give them some protection. Because if the police come and we are filming, maybe they will interact differently. It didn't happen. So there, you always are very clear to them what you are doing, what are the risks for them, what are the risks for you. And we always communicated very clearly what we wanted, and we always gave them all the options to say yes or no and to position them with dignity and with totally clear conscience of what they are participating.
2 weeks ago, you won the Emerging International Filmmaker Award in Toronto at the Hot Docs Canadian International Documentary Festival. Did you expect it would be so?
No, not at all. It was quite funny. Not at all. You know, when you finish a film, you are so tired, you've worked so hard. I mean, and we finished just before going there, we're working on a television version, the cinema version, so many things to take care of. The months of hard work, and you completely lose track of the quality of the work you've done. You have no idea. Most filmmakers go through this, that you think that you've done something really bad, that nobody's going to connect with it. And then it always comes surprising when you have your premiere and people are really enjoying it. And that was really beautiful and really surprising. And to receive this award, and it's a very strong validation, because it's after so long that we were working on this film, and people were telling us that it's a small history, a small story that doesn't reflect global issues. And then to go across the ocean and receive this award is really a statement that tells you, no, I'm extremely sorry, but this is actually a film that touches a lot of people and that has a lot to say, to the point that it receives an award across the Atlantic.
From Wake Up Euro Festival, I'm Sabina Prestipino for Fred the Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.